Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Gardner Minshew. I forgot his name because he's a bum.
I saw his haircut.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew's an absolute... Yeah, yeah, he's an absolute bum. He looks like a moron.
And James Strebel.
If I could look like anyone, it would be Gardner Minshew.
Why?
I want you to marinate in how sad that is. Say that again. Say that again.
If I wanted to look like anyone, I would want to look like Gardner Minshew in that photo with the cowboy hat, the vest, the
mullet,
the mullet, the stash, the cowboy belt buckle, and the jorts.
I mean, Mitch.
That's style, man.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, reminder, bonus hour coming up after us at 6 o'clock. Little Reds baseball at 7:40. We have some NBA, tonight, I think, Nets and the Bucks, right? I think that's game 5 coming up. We'll have that, so we got you covered. They're adding all the time, these NBA games. Like every day,
right,
our schedule's changing, so we'll have all those games. All the games this week going to be over on 93.9 The Ville. Coming up on Wednesday, Lou City back in action at Lynn Family Stadium. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. You can catch that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Tickets still available over there at loucity.com. I did not get out there. Going to maybe try to make it out on Wednesday. I think I was going to be out of town. Might be in town now, so might head out there on Wednesday. I know over 12,000, almost 13,000 in attendance on Saturday, and it was hot there on Saturday. All right, well, let's talk with Mike Griffith. We like this guy, Dog Nation, part of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The news we've talked about around here, Coach Coop, David Cooper leaving U of L in just a couple minutes, and we're not going to talk about this, obviously, all 3 hours today, but just to talk to Mike, I guess get the Georgia side of this. Mike, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks.
Well, thank you for joining us. We always love when we can carve out a few minutes, and it's always odd. We've had you on 3-4 times around Georgia, so really no relation to the schools here other than Georgia beats Kentucky at basketball and football now.
Yeah,
you know, both of them.
That's happening.
Yeah. So Mike Griffith with us. This story, I guess, came out on Friday. I guess, how much do Georgia fans care? What's been the reaction? Because Louisville fans here, some are trying to play it off, Mike, but others, you know, understand this guy in 4 months was starting to make some good relationships and is seen, I guess, as a rising star in the business.
Yeah, he's still seen that way. That's why Georgia hired him. They lost a guy by the name of Nick Williams, who was a graduate assistant that went to Texas A&M for a analyst position. And, you know, there's some theory that Nick had a good relationship with a couple of the five-star commits that went and visited A&M and decommitted from Georgia. So, you know, it's really about the relationship game and having coaches and assistant coaches that, as you said, can build relationships and, you know, make players and families comfortable about these kids being so far away from home in an ultra-competitive environment.
I think this is a sizable loss for U of L. I really do. Scott Satterfield's been an up and down tenure here. Where is Georgia? And you know, I guess, what have they kind of said about him on that side, bringing him in? What's been the scuttle around there?
Well, Kirby doesn't say anything. He doesn't talk if he doesn't want to. And the school hasn't even announced it yet. I think 24/7 broke
really?
It. You know, that's the way it works in the SEC. You know, it's just, you know, they'll talk when they feel like it. When you get paid $6 or $7 million, there's not many people that are going to tell you what to do. And it's kind of the Saban school of thought. You know, they don't really have to speak unless they want to. They can close down media. They don't have to be transparent. And it's pretty amazing because I think by far SEC football is probably the most passionate fan base, and yet they probably have the least amount of access.
Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it. Yes, you want to know the most about them, but you find out the least about them. That's not fun as well. Well, did you smile? Because I know you've been critical of Satterfield on here. That's why Louisville fans are upset. Louisville can't find anything to get the positivity going around here. So they're pissed off that Georgia had to come calling. You know, this weekend was like the biggest weekend for U of L in probably 15 months, Mike.
You know, it's not. It's not so much being critical of Satterfield as the fact that, you know, like I said, you can win Coach of the Year and lose to Kentucky by 30 points, and still be your conference's Coach of the Year. I mean, it just, that's what doesn't sit well with me, is that the mediocrity is awarded or rewarded. And, you know, Georgia scheduled Louisville in a home and home, and, you know, I recently wrote a story about Georgia being more aggressive scheduling. You know, and you say Florida State, Oklahoma. You know, Louisville just doesn't roll off the tongue there for me. They're so hot and cold. I mean, I don't know how good they're going to be in 5 or 6 years in football. And again, I don't think it's Satterfield. I mean, it's just not a football. It's a basketball town. And, you know, it's just kind of the way Louisville's been. It's hard when you're in the state of Kentucky, to build a football powerhouse when so much of your resources, go towards basketball. I mean, look at what John Calipari's making, compared to the output, right? Isn't he making more than? Is he making the same as Nick Saban? And one's got like 6 national championships. The other one's got one.
Yeah, it's
remarkable. And yet, you know, you talk to a Kentucky fan about, you know, they'll get in a fist fight, defending Cal, and I respect Cal. You know, Cal's as good as they come in front of the media, and as far as being able to, you know, deflect and, you know, doesn't know what happened with these kids in the game plan and things like that when they lose. And I don't know. It's just, I remember when he came to the SEC, and I don't think I'm not sure if I told you guys this story, but he'd been at Memphis, and Memphis wasn't always ranked as high in the top 25. And he said that some people that voted in the poll from the SEC were living in a cave and all this. So when he joined the SEC, I thought, man, I can't wait to interview John Calipari at SEC Basketball Media Day. I'm going to ask him about the stuff with Marcus Camby at Massachusetts. I'm going to ask him about Derrick Rose at Memphis and you know, UMass vacay. And everybody in the SEC had the same idea. So Cal comes in there, you know, he's looking smooth. He's always got the best suit in the room. His hair is slicked back. He's completely composed. And we get to attack now. We circle and we start asking all these questions. Camby, UMass. Vacating, D Rose, free throws on your team. And finally, Cal steps back and says, guys, you're shooting arrows through a bazooka-sized hole.
Yeah.
Man, you're not going to upset me. How about we just talk about some basketball? I said, this guy's good. This guy's good. And here he is all these years later.
Saying the same thing.
Missing the NCAA tournament, making $10 million a year, and they love him. I mean, tell me this guy ain't one of the best operators in modern sports history.
Well, then all the Louisville, I mean, this is the battles we have around here.
Yeah.
The team's back this year, supposedly. And you know, the other side of that is, you know, they took a guy from Davidson. They have Sevier Wheeler, who's like 5'6", who they took down there in Georgia, and they have a backup guard in Iowa. And now Calipari's back, Mike.
With
those guys, he's back and ready to make another Final Four run. What do Georgia fans think of the college football playoff being expanded? Obviously, the SEC is going to have several teams, and it's a good thing, I would imagine, for Georgia. They can be, you know, 7 or 8 and still get in there and have a good chance.
That's right. That's right. It would have got in the last 4 years. I think it's good for everybody. I really do. I think it opens it up for the group of five, you know, has got an argument. As you said, there'll be more SEC. I think there's more to the West Coast. You know, we can get reintroduced to Pac-12 football. I don't think they've been in the playoffs in, what, 4 or 5 years. Last time they made it with Washington. So you got more people involved, more TV sets watching later into the month of November. And I'm a bit of a traditionalist, and I was kind of bemoaning the whole idea of, you know, the bowls going, you know, aside and not having those bowl trips and whatnot. But Mark Richt made a really good point about a month ago. And he was proposing a 32-team playoff, and I thought he was crazy.
Wow.
But I said, hey, coach, man, I said, you got a 32-team playoff. What's going to happen to these smaller bowls? He said, look, as many kids are opting out, right, what's to say teams don't start opting out? He said, I know last year there were some bowls that canceled on account of COVID. But we're getting to the point where some of the players are saying, why are we playing in these bowl games? If we can't win a championship, what's the point of this, right?
So, oh, sure, yeah.
If the option is to have watered down, I mean, everybody saw the way, you know, Florida just rolled over and died for Oklahoma. Half their team opted out, and it was an embarrassment. It was a bad football game, and it was an embarrassment for Florida. And you say, do you really want to see your team play if you're missing five or six starters? So if the Bulls are going to get watered down with the star players, you know, thank you, Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette, circa 2016, mm-hmm. if you're going to be missing your star players, what's the point of even having these games? Well, you go to a 12-team playoff, and the players that I've talked to that have opted out, because Georgia's had at least one captain sit out each of the last three bowl games, have said, hey, if it was a playoff game, I would play. And I think there's probably something to that. So I'm for it for all those reasons. The fact that they leaked it, that they're discussing it publicly, tells you that it's going to happen. It will be passed, and probably as soon as 20 or 23.
All right, last one for Mike Griffith. Griffith, we appreciate the time. What should be the over-under for teams that make it out of the SEC? Is that like 2.5 or 3.5?
I think three. I think three is a pretty safe number. I think mostly 3.5 may be the over-under, because I think there could be some years with four. You know, the thing I like about it also is it does reward the conference champion. You go back to if you apply this 12-team playoff, Georgia probably wins the 2017 national championship because Alabama doesn't get a bye. And I'm going to go back and explain what happened. So Alabama lost to Auburn that year by 10 or 11 points. I can't remember. And they didn't even play in the SEC championship game. Georgia did.
Yep.
Georgia wins the SEC champion, plays the extra game, and wins. Their reward for that is having to fly across the country and play in the Rose Bowl against Oklahoma and the Heisman Trophy winner. Alabama gets to go down there and play a bad Clemson team in the Sugar Bowl on a 40-minute flight. So they play one less game, and they play a worse opponent closer to home for not winning the league. If you go back and apply the 12-team playoff to that season, Alabama starts the playoff hosting an undefeated Central Florida in a 5-12 game and actually playing one more game than Georgia in the playoff. So I like that it rewards conference champions. I also like that Notre Dame doesn't get the free pass. Notre Dame can't be one of the top four teams getting a bye because they're not a conference.
Oh, yeah,
champ.
I love it. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I can't believe it's happening.
Yep. Well, I think it hasn't yet, but I think we're en route because I saw the Notre Dame AD said he's glad he'll never have to be asked about not him. I say, well, that's better than getting asked about getting your ass kicked by Alabama.
Yeah, just them not being able to get a top four seed is going to be great that year. They have that awesome team and they can't do it. That's going to be our revenge on Notre Dame. Well, Mike, take care. Thank you for a couple minutes, and we may touch base if any more Coach Coop news happens. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, there you go. Mike Griffith with us here from the AJC Dog Nation. You know what we also need to find, Mitch? You need to find the Georgia man that was painted. Remember the red and black?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that guy.
That's got to be.
The Bulldogs. Oh, it's over 10 years old.
Oh, I got to say it's got to be approaching 20 years.
We need
that
to
guy's
find
great,
that.
Yeah.
Do we need to hit an ID or did you play one?
No, I played one. We're good.
Okay, Mitch, find me the Georgia guy.
Yeah.
I feel like I need the Georgia guy and I need the sound from the man. Oh, well, it's 10 minutes. Never mind. We're not going to do that. So a guy in Massachusetts. It's the take on ESPN 680. We'll get back to Coach Coop stuff here.
Yeah.
But we've done an hour. We'll have more fun with it. A Massachusetts man on Friday, when Coach Coop was leaving to go to Georgia.
Same time.
At the same time that Coach Coop was talking to Kirby Smart. I am reporting right now that as Coach Coop was talking to Kirby Smart.
On one of his phones.
A man by the name of Michael Packard, okay, was in the mouth of a whale in Massachusetts.
Yep.
That's
swallowed.
What I am here. That is what I am here to report. And I don't know. Here's what he said. I just felt like this truck hit me and everything went dark. At first, he thought he'd been eaten by a white shark. The feared sharks had become fixtures, blah, blah, blah. He says, then he realized it didn't have teeth. I said, oh, my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale. He says, it was just a huge splash and kind of thrashing sound. I saw Michael kind of pop up within the mess, and the whale disappeared. So then he got spit out.
Yes.
By the whale.
Yes, thrown out.
So you think this happened?
Yeah, because the
whale. Why are we believing this guy?
Well, because I watched the video. He seemed very shook and scared and kind of like, you know, he didn't really know what to think about the situation. So I believe like his body language and his voice and everything, the way he told the story. And anatomically, he's correct because a whale doesn't eat like big fish. It doesn't eat sharks or other whales or dolphins. They eat smaller fish. So the throat of a whale isn't big enough to swallow a human. So the fact that he like
really?
Got, yeah, the fact that he got
so wait. So he couldn't go down the gullet into the gut.
Correct
is what you're telling me.
Yes, because they like whales as big as they are. They like a lot of them filter feed.
Then it's that's not as impressive then.
Well, it's impressive if you're like in a whale's mouth and you're freaking out, and he may not know at the time like this thing actually can't swallow me. You know, its anatomy won't allow me to be swallowed.
Save that, yeah. Save that for the mixtape.
So it expunged him out of its mouth because it doesn't the throat opening isn't big enough. They filter through like plankton and smaller fish and things like that.
Wow, you're so good and so eloquent there. You use the word plankton.
Yeah, it's a lot of. That's
no,
the
but
thing
I'm saying
about,
people don't know oh, you're plankton.
Plankton, yeah.
What
yeah,
plankton? Play it again. That's you earlier yelling and screaming
yeah,
about Coach
Coop. It's plankton's like little small sea organisms. That's what plankton.
Okay,
is.
Then why is it a big deal? This guy could not be swallowed. Then is what you're telling me.
Yeah, but
so
I'm sure it was terrifying.
His only other option though was to be ejected out of the mouth of the whale. If so, that's not nearly as impressive as what I thought. I thought he could be swallowed by the whale.
Right.
Like I. You understand what
it's
I'm
like,
saying?
It's like the whale got something caught in his throat, and it was like, bah! You know, it's like, you know, have you ever done that before? No. Anyway, like if you're eating food and it gets caught and you cough it up, like you take too big of a bite or something, that's kind of what happened with this whale. And I'm sure it was terrifying.
Yeah, but I understand that it's terrifying. I am not. That's not the conversation I'm trying to have.
Yeah.
The conversation I'm trying to have is, what percentage did he have of dying?
There was
because it's terrifying.
Yes.
And it's a great headline, but if the main option that's going to be 90-some percent of the time is
right.
The whale is going to put you in its mouth.
Right.
It's going to realize it cannot swallow you, and it's going to eject you.
Yeah.
That's if there's a high probability, that's a much different story
sure.
than being eaten alive, which is where I was going. Then we can get to Jonah, and then we can get to the Bible.
Right.
But continue.
But no, I mean, there could have been other ways that he could have perished in the whale's mouth. I don't know if the whale could have, like, maybe crushed him.
That would be the question.
Right.
Right.
If he could have been crushed in the whale's mouth in some way, like by its tongue, or if it could have, you know, clamped down on him.
Powerful jaws, powerful animal. Yeah, it's a whale, right.
But, like, when these whales open their mouths, I mean, they're ingesting like gallons and gallons of water
and seaweed
exactly and how that's
and
how they
fish.
Get their food yeah that's how they get their food but they just don't eat larger animals. That's just not how it goes. But he could have like imagine if he would have got caught in his throat and the whale died and he died. Now that's a possibility that could have happened. So the both the man and the whale, fellow mammals, perish.
My text line is loading right now, but there was a guy who texted and goes, Streeble sounds very intelligent right now.
Yeah.
Andy's giving us the entire mixtape on a Monday. And yeah, and that was the answer.
I did that earlier. So it's been a day.
Mitch, let me hear that again.
I don't know.
Passionate about Coach Coop leaving.
No, I was.
And Louisville fans ignoring it.
That's what I was passionate about. It's not Coach Coop per se.
What a great story.
It's Louisville fans' non-reaction to it. Like, you know, we're all stupid saying it's a big deal.
You know what? That's the thing that killed me.
Like, we're the dumb ones.
That's the thing where I've been most wrong in quite a while. When the story broke on Friday, I thought that, oh, everyone's going to think this is a big deal.
Right.
And the flip where a bunch of people are like, oh, yeah, I didn't even know who he is, confused me.
It was confusing. Like,
it disoriented me. It threw me for a loop, if you will. I felt like I was this man, Paddock or whatever, in a whale.
Whale's mouth, yeah. Oh, I see the text line is very full, so let's see what they are saying.
Texas says, Ashton Hagen's money phone, unbelievable. Guy swallowed and spit out by a whale, believable.
I never said the Ashton Hagen's money phone wasn't believable.
Wait, Strebel believes that Kentucky players get paid to go there.
Yeah.
We did a segment last week how much if you would pay $1,000.
Yeah.
By the way, a buddy of mine laughed at you.
Why?
He can't even get away with $1,000 with his wife. Like, well, he thought that was great humor.
Was that Big Easy? He's
it was
got
not,
money
you
going
think
everywhere.
Big Easy's talking to me.
No, that's a good point. I just know that Big
Easy. He's always at a volleyball tournament.
Or vacation.
Yeah, or vacation.
One of those two things. I just know he gets these big checks, and maybe, you know, $1,000 for them is just a drop in the bucket. It's not for us.
Texas says a lot of force while being thrashed around could kill him, or he could have just drowned. Yeah, but true with the drowning. Now, he did have his oxygen tank on.
Yes, yeah. So he was able to breathe, yes. But if he's snorkeling, that's a different story altogether.
Texas says a whale's throat is between 4 to 8 inches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not big enough to swallow a human being. That's where he was saved, honestly. Now, if it was like an orca, which really isn't a whale, it's more of a dolphin. It's more related to a dolphin. I know they're called killer whales.
The Jamal Murray one.
But,
we'll go ahead and skip that.
Oh.
Texas says, Jonah must have been small AF.
Or is a magic whale.
Texas says they eat creel like shrimp. Still very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's why I believe the guy, because his story checks out. His story, if you would have said, like, I got swallowed, stomach.
But nobody saw it, though. This is my problem. I don't know if I believe this guy.
I can understand that.
I don't know if I believe this guy. And he's like, he's not hurt at all.
Well, I don't. Yeah.
He's not hurt at all.
No,
he's doing
not,
interviews.
Yeah, he's not hurt at all. Like, I don't know.
I saw a picture
a
of him in a
thing.
Hospital bed, so I think he was a little bit hurt.
Well, no, he went just to make sure
that he was okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's the people that, like, were in, like, crashes and stuff and come out unscathed. I mean, weird things do happen all the time.
I love when we have Mike Griffith.
Yeah.
Texters back-to-back. Have this guy on all the time, LOL, followed by cut him off. What a bleep show.
He's great. I think he's fantastic. He's always entertaining. He always has good takes.
Texas says, Big Easy bribes IU players with cigarettes. Texas says, did you guys see Locke reach out to Card Chronicle this weekend on Twitter?
No, he didn't.
No, I don't know what that even means. Mitch, did this happen? I don't know if that's a joke or not, because I could see it happening.
I could totally see it happening.
That's why I don't know if it's a joke. That guy could just be making a joke, and it's very obvious that didn't happen, but I don't know.
But if it did happen, we all could see it.
On Friday, when Coach Coop and this man were being eaten by whales. Actually, let me go the other way. This man was being eaten by a whale. Coach Coop was not being eaten by
a
whale.
No, he was not.
He was going to a whale of a program at Georgia.
Yes.
Locke was correcting Tim Sullivan. Locke and Sullivan. So all this was, I found out all at one time, a man got eaten by a whale.
Right.
There's a group of Louisville fans that are lying about Coach Coop.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have Tim Sullivan and Locke. That's hell. If
that
you want to know, that is my hell, and it's a Friday, and I'm trying to enjoy the weekend.
I just like the fact that Lachlan McClain takes it upon himself to be the media watchdog in the area. Like, he's fact-checking everybody. He's spell-checking everybody.
At least somebody's watching him then.
I get... Does Locke get checks for this?
Oh. Texas says Jonah was in a UFO, not a whale.
He may have been he could have been in a submersive UAP.
Texas are making a point that you believe a lot of things, that you're being a sucker here. When it comes to aliens, when it comes to this whale story, there's a number of people saying you'll just buy into any of this.
Is there
stuff.
Anything that you don't believe that's
exactly.
like a popular opinion?
That's a great question.
Yeah, like the moon landing, like people like,
oh, come on.
The majority
people believe,
of the people, yeah
believe people
that
believe
we landed on the moon.
That we've landed on the moon.
I know,
moon.
But there's a section of people that buy into not landing on the moon. And flat earthers and things like that. I'm not buying into any of that.
There's people that believe that Coach Coop didn't matter at U of L. We're not talking
right.
about those people, even though we did in the first 5 minutes. Is there a popular, normal belief that you pivot on? I need to think, because I there's got to be some that I pivot on.
Man, I don't know.
Come on, there's got to be something.
I'd have to really think about
it. Okay, well, I want you to think about it.
Yeah, I had to think about it. I mean, there's some things that I think are silly, but I got to think about what that is exactly.
Texas says Mike Griffith is the Jay Priveman of college football.
But he's nice.
Texas says he dislocated both legs.
Oh, okay.
Well, did he? Well, I'm showing him standing. He's standing doing an interview, so I apologize.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the hospital more than even a day, was he? And he's up standing doing TV interviews, and he doesn't have a scratch on him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm starting to pivot the other way that what happened to this guy's not a big deal. I'm starting to go the other way. Something doesn't make sense.
That's
here.
A life changing. If you're in the ocean, you're swimming around, and a whale comes up and eats you.
We need to find
a life changing event.
We need to find somebody, Mitch, who knows about whales.
Yeah, well, I know someone about whales.
I'll check my contact list, like a
zoologist.
Yeah,
yeah, like a zoologist or somebody. Like that would be good. Yeah, let's see how probable. Because that's a good idea. And weigh like what exactly physically could have happened to him while he was in the whale's mouth.
Texas says Streba believes the election was stolen. It's just a great text.
It's a great text.
Texas says, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yes. I do.
Is there anything you don't believe? There's got to be nothing.
I don't know why that's staring me, man.
Well,
I'm going to research the most popular conspiracy theories. We're just going to go down them. I bet you believe every single one.
Okay, let's do that.
So you believe in the Loch Ness Monster then?
That one I don't believe in.
Well, there's been more things with the Loch Ness Monster, I feel like, than Bigfoot.
Oh, no, Bigfoot's way more. There's way more on Bigfoot. There's more
accounts. It's more difficult to fake it in the water.
But the one really popular picture of Loch Ness has been debunked. You know the one that's got the neck coming out?
Do you believe that the United States are hiding stuff in Area 51?
Yes, everyone, yes. Of course he believes that.
They're hiding stuff all over.
All over the place, not only Area 51. I think they hid things up 31 in southern Indiana.
Oh, I'm sure. I know a guy that worked at a nuclear facility in the Air Force. He's a career Air Force guy. He's an officer, worked in a nuclear facility in Montana. And he actually saw, and this is a personal friend of mine. This is not just like a guy I talked to on Zoom. This is a guy I know. He saw.
It's not just a guy I talked to on Zoom.
He's a guy I know that they saw UFOs over the facility, and the facility shut down. It shut down while the UFOs were in the area. When they left, it came back on.
Do you believe that there's a giant active volcano under Yellowstone that if it erupts, it'll wipe out the entire United States?
That's true, yes. That's true. There's an active volcano under Yellowstone, and if it blows, we're all done. Not just the United States, like humanity, like a dinosaur ending event.
Texas says the V Show knows about whales.
Yeah, they do. A lot of whale anatomy on the
Texas V Show. Says Bobby V knows about whales. Texas says save it. It's more difficult to fake it in the water. What about the grassy knoll?
Oh yeah, JFK was not killed by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Did potion kill Kennedy?
Potion.
That's what someone's asking.
I don't know what potion is. That one's lost on me, but I think it was a...
Do you believe there's a hidden map on the back of the Declaration of Independence?
No. What are you, Nicolas Cage and National Treasure? No, I don't think
some people believe that.
I don't believe that. I don't believe everything. I mean, there are some things that, yes, I do believe in, but I don't believe in that. No.
Texas says, call Bobby V for the whale anatomy. I mean, Mitch, do you want to play any of that sound? Did you find any of that sound?
Oh, I didn't know you were actually one. I got the Georgia guy.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Even better. How old was this? When you looked at YouTube, heavy 15
uploaded
years.
2009.
Wow.
This was popular when I was in middle school.
Okay, so 2009 still seems like it might be older than that.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I thought it was going to be closer to 2000 than that.
2005-ish, 2004-ish.
This was it was when Steve Spurrier was at South Carolina.
Right.
There's a student reporter interviewing a kid, a student who's painted in red and black. Yeah. Again, if you haven't seen this, this is at least 2009, and it fizzles out from then on. So go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's Taylor here with DCNLive.com, and I've got a crazy Georgia fan. Tell me.
This is the dogs! It's the Sanford, baby! This is how we do it for the dogs! Go, Georgia!
Woo! Wait, why are you white?
We're getting the red and black going right now. White baseball.
White, Why is this the first step?
White base coat. We get a red, and then we get a black going. And that's the dog. The red and the black.
Yeah. So does the white help it stick better?
Yeah. It really shines when the white is on the base. And then you get the red, and then you get the black. And it pops. Is that, it pops like Reddy Curran on a tackle.
Is that why you're so excited?
That's why I'm excited. I'm excited because we're going to see Coach Drake and the dogs come out here. They're going to rip Spurriers. They're going to rip Spurriers. His visor. His visor's going to come straight off. Straight off during the kickoff. That's what I'm saying.
Straight off? All the way off?
I'm telling you, the visor is coming off.
Wait, what's the visor for people that don't know?
Spurrier! You think visors are cool? You're going to find something new when you come into Sanford Stadium in 2009.
There it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm really excited to see that visor just fly off. I really hope that it does for you.
It's coming off.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Go dogs.
That's so great. I mean, I love that.
This will never happen because he won't be here, but whenever Louisville goes down to Georgia, we need that guy to recreate that for Satterfield.
I want to find that guy.
Satterfield!
I want to pay that guy.
You think visors are cool?
I want to see Satterfield's visor fly off!
Great point. We got to find
Mitch.
Someone to reenact that.
Satterfield.
See your visor come off.
God, that guy's throat had to hurt. And you can save that for the mixtape, too. I don't care.
It's impressive he stayed in character the entire time. He never left. He never left character.
Jimmy says, I can't text in. I would imagine that means he's blocked. Ask Dreeble if he believes that Stevie Wonder is blind.
Man, that's a tough one. There are some instances where it looks like Stevie Wonder is like reading and doing things where I tend to think he really is blind, but there's a whole internet deep dive into Stevie Wonder not being blind.
I don't believe Helen Keller. All that stuff's nonsense.
What? You don't believe that Helen Keller?
No, there's no way. There's no way. Absolutely no way.
Where did this come from?
Oh, my God.
That's a popular theory, too. There's people who don't believe Helen Keller was actually deaf and blind.
Really? I didn't know there was a genre of people that didn't.
Oh, yeah, but there's always people. That's what we were saying.
Yeah, there are. But she really was. Okay.
How? You don't know that.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know that. I believe she was blind.
Is that a Callaway County thing?
I can see
it. Might
that,
be
man.
A little bit.
I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
What's that again? Really? This is the first time I've heard this.
That there's someone that's questioning Helen Keller.
Yeah, this is the first for me. I've not heard that before. I mean, there's books written about her. She was like, what? Did she end up becoming like an ambassador
or fake.
Something? Oh, okay. The Miracle Worker. Did you ever watch The Miracle Worker?
No.
All right.
Texas says, that's an absolute haymaker for Mitch. Texas says, Decoration of Independence.
Is that a Christmas thing? The Declaration of Independence.
I can't get over Mitch just with an absolute flamethrower.
I know it is. I don't believe Helen Keller.
I had no. Yeah,
well,
but
what's
I had
the
no,
difference
I,
between Helen Keller and Stevie Wonder?
No, I'm not demeaning you. I'm not demeaning you at all. I just think there's more evidence for Stevie
what
Wonder.
What a sentence. What's the difference between Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller? Has disorienting. No wonder Coach Coop left.
He had to hear these takes on radio. Man, that is a haymaker, Mitch. I mean, I'm not going to fault anybody for anything they believe in. That's you, man. That's cool.
Texas says, I nearly pooped my pants when Mitch stormed in with that take.
Did you think the world was going to end in 2012, Strieble?
I did not. No, I didn't believe that at all. I didn't.
I've never believed in any of the... The world is ending from some goofy, you know, wacko or, you know, some guy wants to sell a book or whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah, the Y2K. Mitch, you're too young for that. For the Y2K happened.
Did you believe in that?
No, I didn't believe. I did zero prep for that.
Well, I think we did zero prep, but I was 16.
Yeah, that's how
I remember then. So I was like, I didn't know. I wasn't scared about it, but I also wasn't like dialed in.
I was like 18 at the time, and it was obviously, you know, it was a huge story, but I didn't believe any of it at all. I think if there was anything to it, there would have been more national prep, you would think. You would think.
Man, and just that one into us.
Did he?
Oh, it's a haymaker. And sent you a text. Yeah. Go ahead and look at it.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
On air?
Let's get your reaction first.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It's got to be about me, so come on. Let's hear it.
All right, you ready? Okay. Who pronounces words better, Helen Keller or Mitch? Twitter poll.
I want the sentence, Mitch, of you asking what the difference was between Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller. Yeah. I want that to be what goes on our promo for the lineup.
That would be great.
Texas says, Mitch is just regurgitating Clay Travis takes. Texas says, he's in left field. Texas says, Blanket Baker's screaming on 93.9 right now.
I bet he is.
Texas says, call Lloyd Garner about animal anatomy. Texas says, end the show. Texas says, I did acid on Y2K.
Oh, they're going to spend the end of the world. That's the way to
Texas
do it.
Texas says, does Big Rig believe a man walked on the moon? He does.
Yes, I do believe that Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
Texas says, why is Mitch repeating the QAnon forums?
I didn't know that the QAnon thing.
I could see Mitch being got by something on
by
the internet.
By QAnon?
Yeah, by something.
Or not that specifically, well, but something on the internet. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I need to read up more on Helen Keller.
I do,
it's
too.
It's been
now.
So long now, since I, you know, have, you know, I saw the play, obviously in school,
sure.
But it's been so long, I don't even know.
Right. I mean, the iconic scene where she says water for the first time. Iconic.
Texas says, does Mitch think Ray Charles was blind? I believe that one, yes.
Yes, yes, because I saw the Jamie Foxx.
Yes, because it's more recent. You just can't fact-check Helen Keller.
Like you can't fact-check Helen Keller.
I just...
This is stunning to
it's,
me.
It's just putting us in an odd spot here.
Right, a very odd spot.
You asked what we would talk about if David Cooper didn't leave Louisville for Georgia. This is it.
Great point.
Texas says, does Strebel believe the real Paul McCartney is dead?
No, I think the whole thing with the White Album and Paul's dead and all that stuff, I think it's all...
What about Elvis? What about Elvis?
Oh, he's dead. He died. He died.
Okay, so yeah, you believe that. Okay, yeah. Then
about
he's
Tupac?
Not... What? Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
I believe
going.
Tupac and Biggie both died, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I know, right. I have very good friends that swear that Tupac's alive. Like they really, really believe that. And I was like, okay, man, you believe what you want, but they believe Tupac's still. Remember the whole thing? He was going to come back after the Machiavelli album came out. Like, that was like his, like, that was him. Because that came out after he died, and that was like the kind of the secret code was in that album that he was going to come back.
I mean, I'm just looking at Helen Keller stuff. What a thing. Mitch, you need to walk that back.
I think you do, man.
I don't know what to do with him here.
Yeah, I think you need to walk back to Helen Keller.
Texas
thing.
Says, Ennis is battling Roush.
Battling Roush? Oh, man. So you got Blankenbaker screaming, and you got Ennis battling Roush?
Oh,
man, the drive's just is popping today.
Texas says, I had to pour a drink and roast a heater after Mitch's take.
Smoke them up. Yeah.
Texas says, Oprah bought Stevie a car, and he knocked over a mic stand and caught it before it fell.
See, there's stuff like that. See, with Stevie Wonder,
there's visual
evidence, like videos and things of him doing things that a blind person wouldn't do. That's where that kind of comes from.
Texas says, is Jim Morrison dead?
Yes, Jim Morrison's dead, and he's buried in France. He overdosed in a bathtub at 27.
Texas says, does Mitch believe sunscreen is a hoax?
Oh, yeah, his leg. Oh.
It has a picture of Mitch's leg.
And it's just red like a lobster.
It looks like...
Oh, that was at the Reds game. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I love that. You burned yourself at the Reds game and got beat by the Reds. What
yeah.
a crappy day.
Yeah.
Texters, many of them Tupac's in Cuba.
You might be. I don't know. And so I think Jim Morrison died of a heart attack, not of a drug overdose. I think he had a heart attack.
Texas says, okay, so this is what scared me. Texas says, what did Mitch think? You know what? I'm leaving that one alone. I thought when he said Helen Keller, my mind went to somebody else, and I was horrified. You understand?
Those two people, you understand? And I was horrified because
yes. I know the difference, but I wasn't confident in Mitch at all there.
Yeah, there's a whole bit about that. A comedian named Bert Kreischer does a really funny bit on that.
Went to his show. Did you go at Kentucky Center for the Arts?
I did not, no.
Didn't you get tickets, or did you just not go?
No, I did. I don't think I had tickets.
You didn't get tickets?
No, I don't think.
I thought we gave you tickets.
I was going to get tickets, but I don't think I ever got them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yes, I didn't get them.
This is Strebel's wife believing sunscreen.
She did. She did this weekend. She's outside a lot.
She took care of herself this weekend.
Yes. She wasn't burned this weekend.
Do you rub the lotion on your wife?
If she asked me to,
What's the hit right there? 50% of the time she asks.
Yeah.
About 50-50?
Get her back.
Yeah, about 50-50.
Yeah, get her back area. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mitch, when's the last time you rubbed sunscreen lotion on a woman?
I don't think ever.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Why are Kentucky fans angry?
That was part of my topics that I wanted to talk about today. Yes, I'm angry because everyone else is
taking
moves. This
is great because we can't check him on this.
And John Calipari.
Yeah, not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but on Friday he had topics.
And James Strebel.
John Calipari.
You like that, Mitch? On Friday, he brings out his phone and looks at his phone like we can see his phone.
If you ask me what I'm thinking about, I haven't written. I texted you guys. It's word for word. You guys saw this. This isn't hidden.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Where to go from that segment. 4 o'clock hour is always my favorite hour.
Yeah.
It usually turns into something. A couple different things. Obviously, NBA back tonight. 76ers and... this says Sixers and Nets. That's not right.
No, it's
Bucks and Nets. Sixers and Hawks.
Yeah.
Sixers-Hawks tonight, 8 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. Little Reds baseball tonight, 7:40. Reds and Brewers right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. So a friendly reminder on all of those things. Let's see, 437-9680. All right, so as we were coming back from break, I'm getting ready to mention this Will Levis story that I don't know if it's a – I don't know – we've been talking about Will Levis as the starting quarterback at Kentucky for several weeks. I think everyone has. Matt and others have added some tidbits to that.
Sure.
And so I wanted to at least mention that at some point today on the Kentucky side. Also, I'm focused on coming back thinking, hey, what are we going to talk about? Kind of a short segment here. I have Nick Roush and Mark Ennis going back and forth on Twitter.
Over Luke McCaffrey
yes. And Coach Coop.
Yep.
Okay, so that's always fun.
Yep,
That's something I feel like we can observe from afar. And then Mitch whispers in our ears.
Gently.
I have blank sound. So I'm juggling all three of these balls, if you will, in the air, trying to figure where I need to go. So, Mitch, have you listened to the blank sound? Should we do it now? Should we wait? What should we do here?
I have not listened to the blank sound. Here's what I feel like we should do.
Okay.
I feel like this blank sound can cause another Strebel blow up. So I say we save it for 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I assume it's about Coach Coop and the reaction and everything else.
Okay. Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Start 5 o'clock off with a bang. All those coming home get to hear this.
Coming home from work.
From work on a hard day.
A hard day's work, 9 to 5.
We also have tons of other sound we need to play, too, before the day ends.
Okay, get a few pieces of sound ready. So here's the battle, and we will update this as we go between Ennis and Roush.
Yep.
Okay? Nick Roush of KSR, who, of course, is a Kentucky gas bag, says the Luke McCaffrey spin zone by blindly optimistic U of L fans is a great distraction from the recruiting director leaving hours before the biggest recruiting weekend of the summer. Ennis then quote tweeted with, Kentucky had a running back coach leave after a month this year.
Which is true.
Which is absolutely true.
Yep.
Nick Roush says, well, if coaching in the NFL is greater than coaching at Kentucky, then playing for Rice is greater than playing for Louisville.
This is a great comeback.
Ennis says, playing for Rice is greater than backing up a two-year starter at U of L. That's okay. Roush, McCaffrey didn't know Cunningham was on the roster until he got to campus. Did Malik just pop out of his locker and say, surprise, if you can't see the smoke this time after dealing with Bobby 2.0, you'll never be able to find a fire.
Wow.
To which Ennis says, so you think he left Louisville out of concern about the program over 5 days of data and went to Rice to play for a coach that's 2-11, 3-9, and 2-3 in 3 years, and this is primarily a poor reflection on Louisville, and that's what we got.
Yeah, good stuff there.
There we go.
Both had good points. Both had strong points, but I did have to chuckle, especially with the sentence of Malik popped out of a locker and said, surprise. Like McCaffrey didn't know he was on the team. I did like that very much. This is what we get in the summer. This is great. We know this summer is officially started. We have topics like we just had in the previous segment. Then you've got Louisville and Kentucky gas bags going at each other on Twitter heavily, heavily.
Texas says, does Sean rub sunscreen on your mom's back?
No idea. Sorry. Apparently.
So, what happened?
No, it's a big official visit weekend at Louisville, right? Yeah. This past weekend.
Yeah.
And so now I think they're kind of sending some offers out to some guys, you know, who then pressed them in camp.
Sure.
And I'm just researching what these guys, you know, where they're at in the rankings, who else
where they
has
the
offered
rankings.
Them. It's not looking good. The first couple of guys I've researched is just saying
well,
that.
Well, give me some information.
We got to have some numbers.
Give me, give me a little bit of information because I don't know any names. I don't know any rankings.
Seat.
Here's a running back from Michigan. Three stars, according to 247 Sports. 32nd ranked running back, according to... I don't know if that's just I don't know if that's nationally or Michigan.
Well, that's nationally. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
We got Cincinnati, Syracuse, Akron, Central Michigan.
Okay,
Marshall.
Right.
There we go.
There's one. Let me look.
Probably 32nd in Michigan. Then. Okay.
Yeah, they'll think it's nationally.
Well, I mean, I think that's obvious.
Yeah,
I think that's obvious. So we can move
on. Okay.
Who's the next guy?
Okay, let me look up this guy. Sorry, yeah, you caught me right in the middle of this.
Sorry,
okay.
No, it's fine. No. If you need time
okay.
to add up
also,
on tally the data, that's fine.
Also, these are 2023 guys, not 2022. So there might be, like, this guy has nothing on him. He's got,
no,
like,
you got to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Never. I thought these might be 2022 guys.
Okay. Texas says, does Sean rub sunscreen on Mitch's back? What's a great question. Who rubs sunscreen on Mitch's back?
Yeah, that is a good question.
I usually never put sunscreen on my... I'm never at the beach, so I can't... I don't know. I never, like, have my shirt off. Like, I'm not a big pool guy. I don't like going to the pool. I like going
to
the lake.
You don't like
going
to the pool?
And I got spray. Usually, you just spray the back.
No, the spray's a game changer, I agree. But I didn't know you weren't a pool guy.
No, not a big pool guy.
How was your pool weekend, by the way?
It was fun. I went
swimming. Was it? How many did you have?
Two days in a row.
No, I mean, how many? Yeah, it's a swanky party. Did you crush a 12-pack?
No,
what'd you do?
I didn't, you know, not that much.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, just about.
You must have been trying to impress these people.
No, I wasn't trying to impress anybody. It's just one of those things where imbibed a lot the day before.
What's going on here?
Saturday.
Tell us the truth. What's going on?
That's what
you
happened.
You just massively vetoed. You always drink, you know, to excess, especially these pool days.
Yeah.
What's going on
Saturday,
with
Saturday, I was up to like 3 a.m.
Okay. So
like just having a good time. Like, drink, and I was not feeling
Where? At a pool? Another pool party?
No, just at my house.
You got blasted on Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday
night. You're up to 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Okay.
My wife was like, because I came to bed at 3 a.m. and she was like, she turned over. She's like, you're just now coming in? I'm like, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Right to sleep. And then, so
you were tired on
Sunday. I was tired on Sunday, yes. I just didn't have the stomach for it on Sunday, if that makes sense. I kind of torpedoed my own pool party.
Texas says, does Hannah's dad put lotion on Patty Ice's back?
Hannah's dad.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
course.
He's just going to be maybe a son-in-law in the future.
Texas says, of course, Mitch hates pools. That's fantastic. Texter, Cubs officially in first after that sweep.
I don't hate them. I'm just not like a big, like, if, like, hey, let's go to the pool because we got nothing else to do. I'd rather do other things.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, if someone says, hey, I have a pool, come swimming, I'm like, yeah, I'm there. I'll be there. I can't wait to get out.
I'd rather go to the lake. I like the lake. I like the lake week, like, have the whole weekend at the lake other than just spend a couple hours at the pool.
I can understand that. I can see that. Yeah, I see that.
Texter says, just sprayed the back.
I just saw it when you clicked on that text. I saw Mitch's leg again. Red like the seat beside him.
Look at
hey,
it.
Hey, look at this.
With a pack of mustard next to it.
Oh, I didn't see the other mustard.
There's a packet of mustard.
Did he get done downing a hot dog?
Yeah, he just downed a dog and just tossed the mustard on the ground like Americans do.
Yeah, pick it up, Reds people.
Do you have any take on the Will Levis stuff?
Yeah. Today,
Matty
Bangs said that if he were to bet, he'd put substantial money on Will Levis being the quarterback, and that the quote competition between he and Joey Gatewood is just like for optics. Like there's no.
He
competition.
Gave numbers that he would have Levis at 65%, Gatewood at 25%, Bo Allen at 10%. Which, of course, if I can pause our proceedings just so everyone can remember. Bo Allen was the guy being shopped to recruits. This is the guy.
Yeah.
Continue.
But to me, it puts me in a weird spot because I was very high on Joey Gatewood coming in. The numbers of him as recruit were really, really good. Talking like a top 50 player, you know, top 5 dual threat quarterback comes in, and you know, we all got really excited. And when he didn't start last year, it was like, well, you know, he got to campus late. And Terry Wilson's the starter anyway, and he was good. And then Terry Wilson was really bad, and Joey Gatewood still couldn't. He started one game, still couldn't overtake Terry Wilson for that job.
Can I pause you? Oh, I agree. I understand what you're saying. The only thing I will say, and it's obvious now, Joey Gatewood's not going to be a starting quarterback at Kentucky.
Right.
At the point that Joey Gatewood was in, we knew their offense was horrific.
Right.
We didn't believe in Eddie Grant or the wide receivers, and we knew Stoops wasn't trying to win game. Well, and I say that, just they could not put together anything offensively.
Passing-wise,
that it was
nothing.
Disappointing in that Missouri game, was it not?
It was Georgia. Was
it Georgia?
They started the Georgia
game, Joey Gatewood looked completely inept. Like, I get all that.
He looked bad.
But I just feel like at that point, we knew that Mark Stoops was going to have to blow up everything.
Right.
And Eddie Graham was going to have to be gone, right?
Specifically that game.
Right.
Yes, 100%.
He didn't try to win that game. Didn't he play some at Missouri, too, for some reason? It doesn't matter.
It was later in the season he played, and they just put him into the quarterback.
He didn't do anything.
And they did Wildcat with him.
Yeah,
like they put him out at wide receiver.
That's,
so
that's when you knew that Mark Stoops was going to have to make a big change.
Right. And so now you get the information that, you know, Gatewood was there for the entire season last year. He was there for the entire spring and came out of spring, you know, ahead from what we've heard, ahead of Bo Allen. And he's taking snaps with the new coordinator. He knows the players. He's played with Wandell Robinson, you know, some of the other new pieces and the old pieces. And Will Levis is coming in and just like, he's going to start. And the thought process last year was like, well, Terry Wilson's been around. Of course Terry Wilson's going to start. He's been around the program. Well, you can apply the same thing to Joey Gatewood here. He's been around the program. He's been with the new coach longer than Will Levis has. But it's shaping up that we are all very wrong about Joey Gatewood and that he may be a bust. He may be a bust at Auburn, and he could be a bust at Kentucky.
Here's the issue. He also may not fit into what Liam Cohen wants to
do. And that's a perfectly reasonable thing to say.
By the way, Spain almost scored again. Mitch, these guys, I mean, we're 90 minutes, man.
They've had 100 shots on
them. Oh, my God.
They can't put one in.
Just give me one.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
You were saying that maybe Joey Gatewood doesn't fit into Liam Cohen's system.
I think
system.
That might be it. The other problem that you have here is Mark Stoops, I just consistently his program has not been able to evaluate quarterbacks at any level that is good enough.
Oh.
And then it turned into developing them. I mean, that whole conversation, man, Stoops has some positive attributes.
Sure.
But that ain't one of them.
It's the worst.
It's alarming.
Yeah, the
It is absolutely alarming. I mean, and Joey Gatewood might be a bust, and obviously Auburn's not crying that he left. I think there is a chance that that is the case. But, I mean, Kentucky brings in guy after guy, and it's just like, I mean, you got to be good at that position. It's so rare that they are.
No.
Guys just haven't worked out.
It's his worst attribute as a coach.
It's not even close.
His inability to figure out the quarterback situation is his worst. Now, the hope is that Liam Cohen does know what he's talking about in regards to quarterbacks, and he has seen and coached enough to where he knows what he wants out of his quarterback so that Will Levis hopefully comes in and is good. But, you know, I don't want to do what I'm crapping on Louisville fans for, which is being excited about somebody, and then when he doesn't work out or when they don't work out, I'm like, well, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's
yeah, right.
It's a sizable.
Yeah.
As much that we talked about Joey Gatewood, as excited as I was that he was going to be good and coming from Auburn with all those accolades that he had, it's a shot. It's a punch in the guts. Like, this guy's not good, and we got excited about a guy not be good.
Well, it's that and Bo Allen.
And Bo
to
Allen
me.
Too. I mean, yeah. I mean, you
I mean,
can't
Will,
leave Bo
Will
Allen
Levis
out
was
here.
Will Levis was nothing at Penn State.
Oh no.
And if you're saying he's nothing, then Joey Gatewood and Bo Allen being third string, I mean, those are guys that are not part of your program. The reason Joey Gatewood, I thought, without seeing him, obviously, just recruiting rankings, and he went to the SEC,
sure.
And everything else is, well, let me back up. We should have known he wasn't great when, I mean, Bo Nix stunk.
Yeah, he wasn't
very good. I mean, Bo Nix, it's not like he was great. Is that I felt like, hey, with Eddie Grand, they're just going to run.
Right, no matter what.
And Joey Gatewood can fit into that mold because I don't respect a lot of the other guys he's brought in.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, it gave you hope that, well, if nothing else, oh, come on, Spain. Oh, he had another one. Oh, my God.
You've got a little less than 4 minutes left here.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so that's my take on it. And it could just like you said, he just might not be very good. And Liam Cohen is just not impressed by him. He's like, look, I want Will Levis. Sorry, Joey Gatewood. You're the backup.
Yeah, I mean, it's rather clear that's the case.
That is the case.
It really is.
Yeah.
No. So, I mean, we've talked about Will Levis being the starter for maybe a month at least.
Yeah,
maybe.
But
I kind of feel like that's being close to the fire, which we are here.
Yeah.
I just, it's one of those things that, I mean, like, I don't know a Kentucky fan who doesn't automatically just say, yeah, he's probably going to be the starter.
Yeah, at this point, I think the cat's out of the bag, and I don't think there's any.
Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun. But they
want the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, they do. And I think they want people to know that Will Levis is the quarterback and people to start buying in.
Do they have scholarships available? Maybe they want another wide receiver.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. 5 o'clock hour. It's coming up next. I think we have blank sound on the other end, so we'll start at 5 o'clock hour with that. All right, guys, let me tell you about the Hightower Men's Clinic right there on Bishop's Lane. HightowerMens.com. Been telling you about them now for month after month. Schedule your free consultation today, whether it's erectile dysfunction, ED, or Peyronie's disease, PD. It doesn't have to rule your life, and they're here to help you. You can find out more right now about their Pulse Wave Therapy, revolutionary, FDA approved to get the life back you deserve. You can do that. 690-2800. Again, online, HightowerMens.com. No pills, no, you know, drugs or needles. All natural, non-invasive. Get that confidence back. Live that better life, better performance, and do so today with the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800 or HightowerMens.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.